Welcome to 2 Inches Deep Podcast. It's your boy, The Rock on the mic. You got Coach Jackson Bozarth with us tonight for an amazing episode to come. But before we begin, I do want to say, go check out our last Real Life Wednesday episode. It's called Men's Grooming, and it's pretty much the in and outs of pretty much shaving your ball sack and everything else you need to know. For all the boys out there, you know, the men, go listen to that one. We'll help you out. And there's some great stories, personal stories we need to tell you, so we expose ourselves a bit. But let's just get right into it. You know, football, let's do a little recap. Let me know how your team did.
The Colts never failed to give me a heart attack during the game. It's I don't even know. Like, today was kind of boring in the fact that the Colts had a really good first half. 24, I think we went into half 24-20, and then the second half, both teams only scored 2 points, the Colts getting a safety. We almost fumbled the game. I almost called us the F words, as in frauds. Everything else was kind of bleak. It's just, I don't even know what to say about the Colts right now. I don't know exactly where we're at. I got to thank the Cleveland Browns for putting a whooping on the Titans, because that allowed us to get back into first, and now we play the Raiders, who almost folded against the Jets today. So right now I'm just kind of in a I put out a tweet. I was like, I wasn't even happy that we won the way that we did, because it was so gross, but it wasn't all that bad. So a win's a win. Can go with that. I mean, we could talk about your team.
I fully believe we might just lose out.
Really?
You know, it's like you start at 5-1, and then you just don't improve from there.
Lose 10 straight games.
I don't know. It's completely possible. Like, we're on a 6-game losing streak. Let's just keep it rolling. You know, we lose to a division rival.
Mm-hmm.
We beat earlier this season.
Barely.
Barely.
Remember that was like
right.
The first week.
You're right. It wasn't a good win. Yeah. But we also barely lost this game. We lost by 4. But, you know, Lions aren't that good. So that just shows us how good we are. You know what I'm saying? And I won't be surprised if we lose every rest of it. Like, I look at our schedule.
Do you want to fire Matt Nagy?
You know, I don't even know if it's his fault completely.
I mean, he's some offensive guru, right?
I mean, if he's some offensive mastermind, how come we're not scoring?
I mean, you guys scored quite a bit today. But
I mean, we did, but it was like, you know.
It was against a team that just fired their coach last week, literally last week. So
yeah, you lose to
a flex,
right?
To put on that much points, I don't know. I don't really know what the Browns' issue is. I think when they the Bears. I think when they acquired Khalil Mack, they went all in, thinking that that was going to be the year. And then of course the double doink happens. But you guys really don't have a lot of cap room. You guys are stuck in a couple contracts right now where. And I'm not even trying to be negative towards you, because I give you shit all the time, but I don't see the Bears getting any time better anytime soon, because past couple years with draft picks, draft capital, just gone tight end, which you guys do have some solid tight ends. Kmet's actually a solid guy,
mm-hmm.
but Trubisky's shitty, needs to move over to Big Dick Nick. I don't even know what to say about Big Dick Nick. I think it's just a system thing. I think he works better in a Doug Peterson Philadelphia Eagles jersey. You guys just struggle on literally all phases of the ball. I think your defense isn't what it was either. I think a lot of aging and people are regressing. It's just, it's tough. And
hard to play defense when your offense just goes 3-and-out.
Yes.
You know,
and that's a big thing too, is like, you look at these scoreboards and you see that the Bears are, you know, they're allowing 30 points. But if you look at the game possession and how the ball goes, holy shit, dude. I mean, you guys are always on the field. It's like, it's bound to happen. You know what I mean?
Well, we have 4 more games left. I'm looking at all these games and.
What's your guys? Read me your schedule.
Texans.
That might be an L. They're not bad.
We'll lose. Vikings.
That's an L, it looks like. Yeah.
Now this one, we might get a win. Jaguars. We might.
Maybe. You never know.
And then Packers. You know, Packers destroyed us last time. So, I mean, let's just end the season losing out.
Yeah, be 5-11.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be pretty disappointing to look back and lose fucking 10 games in a row.
Look, man, shit happens, bro. I mean, it sucks, because your prediction coming into this year was that you're going to be 10-6. And, I mean, for that to happen, you've got to...
It's really all the way
around, bro. I know you're 5-7 now, so you can't even get there. I'm right where I thought we would be, 8-4. We play the Raiders next week, which I don't really know how to feel about it because the Raiders almost folded against the Jets. Huh?
They're on and off.
Raiders. The Raiders? Yeah.
They played a hell of a game against Kansas City, and then they play a weird-ass game against the Jets.
Yeah, it's like they play really well against really good teams, but really bad versus really shitty teams.
Right,
because they got their ass handed to them by the Falcons last week.
Mm-hmm.
40-6. So it's that's why I'm saying I get very confused. I don't even know what to expect.
Yeah.
I mean, Phillip Rivers didn't do an interception today. Like, there wasn't a time where I was like, ooh, that was close.
Has his moments.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, watch, now that I said they'll throw, like, 7 interceptions next week, and I'll just want to rip my eyeballs out.
Mm.
I don't know. I do think that the Colts are a good team. I think that what the Colts are really good. They match up very well against a couple teams. The only teams that I don't think that we match up well are against, obviously, the Chiefs. I think we match up very well against the Steelers. Like, I don't know why I feel very confident against the Steelers. Ravens, which I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Browns, we don't really match up very well against because they have a really good run defense. I don't know how I feel about the Dolphins because the Dolphins are in that wild card. I don't know how I feel about the Bills. But I think if we win out, I think we control our destiny and we'll be that third seed. We'll be a third seed, which sucks because this new division format, or not even division, playoff format, is very confusing. So
mm-hmm.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be weird down the stretch, but that's all I really have to say about football. And I don't think we need to say anything about fantasy. I mean, fantasy is just kind of – we're getting down to the last stages of it. That's for sure. I talked to a person in our group today, and it's – going to be you or him that's getting iced out?
It's probably, not going to be me.
You don't think so? I mean, you had a hell of a week this week.
No, this week, yeah. See, it's like, the weeks that I don't need to win, I do. You feel me? And every week's a must win, so.
I mean, you're putting up numbers right now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, you know? And numbers. I wouldn't have put these numbers out for you if you didn't tell me, like, bro, fix your shit.
Well, I needed you to win because the person that you're playing is second in our division, and
mm-hmm.
It's just...
Well, his players just
mean, really, you need... the only player that he has is his kicker, and he would need to have, like, literally all the team's points, literally.
Yeah.
Like, 14 touchdowns, 7 field goals, like...
Unless the kicker goes off, you know, they put my quarterback.
Yeah, right. But, I'm looking pretty good. I'm looking pretty good right now going into the playoff. I think the playoff starts... Next week, I think. Let me look. Standings. COVID. It starts next week.
Well, buddy, good luck.
Nervous, for sure. Nervous, for sure.
And you still haven't decided what the prize for the winner is, did we?
I think we should just put in $50 each.
Yeah, honestly.
Cash up.
All right. Well, there you have it. Some of our football talk. And now we're going to move into our free topic. And this week, since finals are coming up.
Yeah.
Teachers, listen up. Cheating on tests. Mm-hmm. We've all done it. No, like, even the teachers who got their master's, I for sure guarantee they've cheated. Once in their life.
I encourage cheating as long as you're not a doctor. Like, if you're not doing anything, or like a lawyer, I don't think you should cheat if you're a lawyer. I mean, lawyers cheat very well in court and stuff like that, but like, when you're learning how to do something that's incredibly important, probably shouldn't cheat, but...
And this is what... I don't know. This is like the third time I'm saying this today, but I read it somewhere. I don't even know where I read it. It was about Twitter or Instagram, but they said that C students get more ahead in life than A students. Like, they're more successful.
Yeah.
Because A students are focused on that grade, on that...
All they care about is the grade.
Right. But C students, they care about just making sure they get what they need, the requirements, and then focus on other things that are more important to them.
Feeling. Wise man once said C's get degrees, so.
Smartest man I know, probably.
Yeah.
But, so one thing I wanted to ask was, like, what's one way when you cheated, you're like, yeah, she was fucking clever. Like, I'll share my story
first. Yeah, go ahead,
You know, my sophomore year of high school, I kind of, like, because I was an A student all the way up to high school, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, my sophomore year started, like, plateauing down where I was, like, getting B's and C's. That's it. No A's. And I was like, shit. But it was a chemistry class. And that shit was mad hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to a vocational school, and there was no regular. It was all honors classes, so teachers fucking were up your ass. And we had tests all the time, and people, there's people who, you know, they're like test anxiety and they bug out on tests.
Yeah.
And I hate studying for them.
Yeah.
Because I don't study like progressively throughout the week, through the semester.
I don't have time to do that.
Yeah, much just one day and that's it.
Yep.
You know? So
either I got it or I don't.
Right. And, you know, and people would share answers, like they get the answers from somebody and they get like an 84 on this like test sheet and be like, send me the answers. Excuse me. And he was sending us the answers, right? So there's a group text. And he was like, I got an 84. Like, here's the ones that I got wrong, this and that. But I pretty much just do the exact same as he did. And what I do is, because there's really no, because the teacher would be walking around while you're taking a test. She's like that, you know? So what I would do is, I have a water bottle and I'd cut like the wrapping of it and I'd write the answers inside the white. And then I like put it down. So I'd be looking down on my paper and I'm like turning the bottle so I could see like which one, like 1A, 2B.
Right.
So I'd be doing that shit, you know? But low key, like sweating my ass off. Yeah,
you never know.
Right, but the one thing the class got, somebody ruined it in the class because, you know, when you're a cheater, you have to be smart. So after we took the test, the note card, or whatever that was under the desk, was on the ground, folded up, and the teacher looked at it, obviously, and come up the next day. She's like, "So, what the fuck is this?" Like, you know, she's like, "It's funny."
In a vocational school,
she's
like, saying, "What the fuck?"
She said that. She's like, "That's funny. I found this on the ground, and everyone's test looked about the same." She was all like, so she was thinking of like failing everyone,
yeah,
you know, because it was pretty obvious who did and who didn't cheat. But then she was just like, you know, everyone retake the test, this and that, which was never fun.
How'd you do on the retake?
Not that as bad as, you know,
everyone else.
Right. Yeah.
I remember I actually did get caught cheating one time in economics class. My senior year I had to take an honors economics class. But the teacher was so cool. Because the guy was so cool, I just left my notebook on like the seat of my desk. Mm-hmm. Well, not on the seat of my desk, but like where my feet were. Mm-hmm. And like I was looking at it, and he knew, and he just kind of looked, and he's like, and he just took it away. He's like, "You'll be good, though." He whispered in my ear, he's like, "You'll be good." But I got caught that one time. I don't want to
take away your test?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
that's cool.
He was a cool guy. Like, he would do, like, Fruit Snack Fridays and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And his method of teaching was reading us the newspaper, one business article in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and then saying, "Okay, we're good." Nice. And that was his way of teaching. So I was like, okay, I didn't get a whole lot of economic stuff in that class. But I don't want to divulge too many secrets because it is finals week and I'm a little paranoid.
No, I'll tell you one
thing. Ali Rock and I do have a very clever plan that we have executed.
Well, you perfectly. Know, it's funny because, like, and to all you students, a lot of listeners are students. Kudos to you. This has been the hardest semester of my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this all online shit would be so easy. Like, wow, piece of cake, everything's on Quizlet. No, it's fucking...
No, those professors not. Fucking caught on real quick with the, "We're going to monitor your shit," this, that, and the other. It's awful. Dude,
all their questions are, like, revised to, like, way so complicated we can't look shit up, you know? Man, but, like, this semester stressed me out so much just because, like, I really didn't learn a thing.
Yeah.
Think about
it. I think I learned a lot about myself and what I prioritize, but not so much academically.
My major, right.
Get back into what I did. So in high school, it wasn't so much a test that I cheated on. I cheated on a class project that I had to do. And what the class project was a Hamlet resuscitation of the we had to recite all types of lines.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's ever read William Shakespeare, you know that it's very old English, so it's incredibly hard to read.
Understand, even.
Yeah, I really didn't understand what was going on. All I knew is like I was like killing someone in the play. And so actually, shout out, it was Dorian who's been on our show before, and he had came over, and the objective of was that you had to film yourself reciting the entire play. And we struggled, and we looked at each other, and it was me and another guy and him, and we were like, man, like we're not going to remember these lines. Like, this is ridiculously hard. And even if you did, you would mess up, and then she would mark you off on it. And so what we did is we secluded a corner of the room, and we had someone hold up our line, so it'd be like the script, and she'd scroll, but the way that the camera was completely facing us, so we're making eye contact with the camera, and you can't tell that we were reading, and we got 100 on the assignment. She's like, wow, like how did you guys read so clearly and know all this stuff and do it perfectly? God. I was like, you know.
Hard work.
Yeah, right.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly, and that's what I think that a lot of people get really upset with, especially older generation. Like, stop acting like you didn't cheat. Mm-hmm. You guys were cheating.
Well, I guess I figured out in high school when I took, it didn't even help me, honestly, but I mean, in some classes it did, like physics, or I did pre-calc. We had those big-ass TIA4 calculators, yeah, the bricks. And I looked up ways to, like, how do I, you know, store information on them, and I found out how to, like, put it in formulas. So
yeah, because I would put formulas, it to, like, test mode.
Right, so, no, I forgot how it is now. If I had it, I'd, like, maybe remember, but you had to, like, for a second do this, and then you unlock this, like, notes page, and you can, like, put in all these formulas, and I did. Yeah. You know, because that calculator has, like, a whole alphabet. You can type in letters and shit. So I put in little notes and shit, like, damn. So make tests a little bit easier, because I don't understand why teachers need us to memorize shit. Like, really, when in life do you need to memorize a fucking formula? When do you not have it accessible to you?
Yeah, to them, it's almost like they're putting a bullet to your head, or like a gun to your head, and it's like, you will remember this. Like, and the workforce, it never happens like that unless, you know, you're in a combat type,
no, for real,
you know, job. But there's no, you know, I don't know. I dog on college a lot, and I've listened to myself before, and I don't try to make myself sound too unappreciative of it. But look, Dan, there's ways we got to get our degree, and we'll get it somehow, some way.
I'm good with C's, man. Shit.
That's, yeah, what I was looking like. This, you guys will hear about in my sad boy. You know, I'm not even gonna use
next
it.
Next week, sad boys. Might be us.
Yeah, I'm wishing everyone good vibes and everything with their, yeah, test. I hope that you guys have a great test week. And then with that being said, is enjoy your time off, because, damn, it is well-earned, regardless of what you guys
have been through. This month,
incredibly
month
hard.
And, like, week or two, this better be the longest month and week we've ever had.
Yeah.
Because I need it. Because this semester feels like it's been dragging on a little too,
yeah,
long.
Yeah, man. It's been tough. It, yeah, has not been easy.
No. But anyway, speaking of us, we might be sad boys next week. Let's talk about our sad boys this week.
Yeah, man.
And who we're talking about. You go ahead.
I have quite a few, so where do I start off? Let me go down here. First one I want to talk about is UNLV Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain thing that came out. UNLV Athletics have not had a single win. Like, not just football. Basketball, all baseball, sports. All sports have not had a single win in almost a year.
The debate team face us.
Right. Yeah, the chess club.
Yeah.
You know, the shitty thing about it is that there's a guy that just, like, tweets out and is like, oh, well, that's what you get for hiring a woman AD. It's like, all right, shut the fuck up. Like, it's just, the athletic director's trying. She's paying big money to a lot of high-profile coaches, but we just cannot find a way to get in the W column. I think, with that being said, it's kind of nice that we're not on campus, because but the thing is about UNLV is not what a lot of people don't realize. It's not a very college town in the fact of, like, there's no spirit. I've never been on campus and been like, hey, you going to the football game on Saturday?
Yeah.
No. Because, yeah, the thing about UNLV is what a lot of people don't remember is that UNLV's football stadium, which was before the Allegiant, was Sam Boyd, which was like 30 minutes opposite of where the campus was. Basketball is just really struggling.
No, like, UNLV is, like, shadowing the strip. Like, you can see the strip anywhere you walk on campus. Yeah. So it's just like, no one's, it's really gross. There for school. Yeah.
It's gross, man. It's gross. So they're for sure sad right now, just because I would be sad if I haven't won in anything. I have Carson Wentz as on my sad boy as well. He got benched today for Jalen Hurts. It's just funny because a lot of people say it, and I've never realized it, because, again, Vegas is now slowly becoming a sports town, but we weren't, not even slowly, we are a sports town now, but we weren't a couple years ago. But I just can't imagine living in a sports town like Philly, where they will literally, like, threaten to kill your children because you are so shitty at football. And I don't think that Carson Wentz is necessarily shitty at football. I just think he's been dealt a shitty hand. And even with the Philadelphia Eagles, I think that they're looking to fire Doug Peterson after winning a Super Bowl 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That quick. It's just a quick turnaround because they demand stuff, and the Eagles are just not a good football team.
Did you see that? This is also why he might be a sad boy. I think this isn't like.
And he's ginger, so.
That's all automatic, right?
Yeesh.
I saw somewhere, I don't know what store it was. It must be all department stores, or like NFL fan shops in Philadelphia are selling Carson Wentz gear. They literally said on the thing, all Carson Wentz gear, 50% off.
Yeah, half off. That, like, dude, that would be.
Only Carson Wentz gear.
Well, you know, and he's automatically sad because it's like, you know, that Super Bowl year, they go in and he has an MVP type year and then blows his fucking knee out like week 15.
It's never the same.
And then Big Dick Nick comes in, and they have a statue of him right outside the stadium. Literally right outside the stadium. Yeah, Big Dick Nick. And it's like, how can be the starting quarterback and be the Big Dick, like, and the statue be, you know what I mean? Back of you, but the Eagles are now in a really shitty spot because they owe him a fuck ton of money, and if they try to trade him, it's like, who's going to pick up that contract? Just a lot of economic stuff that goes into it. And then my other sad boy was, I was going to say the students, we had just talked about it last segment, is good luck to all the students. I'm for sure looking to be sad on, hopefully Friday. Well, Friday I'll find out everything. Thursday is my last day of school.
I'm not even, like, studying hard, bro. It's just, like, whatever happens, happens.
I'm kind of, yeah, I'm kind of rolling with the dice right now. I'm just, like, if I get dealt a shitty hand, I get dealt a shitty hand. If I don't, like, let's just, I'm just, this semester I'm emotionally drained, like, mentally just exhausted.
Mm-hmm. No, for real. It's tough, man. So my sad boy is a coworker, also a previous guest on the show, our first author on the show. His name's Des White. And I do work with him, and this week I wasn't there to see this happen, but I've heard a lot of stories, and when I walked into work, hours after this incident occurred, it was still, like, obvious that this had happened, and I'll explain the story as best of my ability, but from what I heard, you know, we have a smoker in the vicinity where we make all our food, and he was, before he...
As in smoker, as in what you cook in the food, or someone is a smoker?
No, so a smoker as in I put pellets in there and okay. The food gets, you know, ready, whatever. So he's also a smoker, but anyway. So he is emptying out all the grease because the night prior we turned off the smoker so he could empty out the grease. So it's not hot. And I don't know what happened. Maybe he walked away when it was in the bucket, but there's a lot of fucking grease that comes out of that thing, you know? I don't know, like, they told me, like, 30 gallons or some shit, you know? And maybe he accidentally hit the handle, but all the grease was on the floor when he came back or something like that. Like, he said the whole kitchen was just grease. And he spent 4 hours cleaning it up.
Yeah?
Yeah, so for him, it's my sad boy. And when I came there, he just, like, bro, the look at his face, he's like, oh, all right, bro, I'm out. Yeah. Like that, right? You know, and I was just like, what happened? And then they told me the whole story. I was like, holy shit. And then I'm walking around work, and I'm seeing, like, little puddles of grease. I was like, oh, shit. And then he put all, like, the dirty rags of grease into the rag bin, which is just another big-ass rag.
Yeah.
And all of it just, like, started dripping out. Like, what the fuck is this? So I put it in the trash bag. Boy. Gotta love working there.
Former sponsorship.
Former damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel bad for people like that, you know, workers who have to deal with their messes. But hey,
have you ever gone into work of any work and just been dealt a shitty hand where you're like, what the fuck am I doing? Where you just start looking around and you're like, why am I here?
Almost every day.
What's daily. One of the most memorable stories you have of walking into work and being like, yikes.
Well, there's some days when we have, like, the shipment come in, right, mm-hmm. of all the good food, and they don't put it, like, in our fridge. They just leave it there for us to hand sort out, right, like they're supposed to. And then, you know, as I said, Dickies, and then they'd have, in the morning, they'd have a humongous busy morning with, like, a catering, and, you know, all the dishes are just, bro, piled the fuck up. And then I also walk in, and there's people out the fucking door wanting to order food, and Dickies hanging out. I'm like, and there's only, like, two people there. And I'm like, wow, like, y'all got hit with a fucking hurricane.
Yeah.
And then it looks bad on me because I'm trying to fix the mess, and it takes me the whole night till the end of the night to make sure everything's right, you know?
Right.
And then after those type of days, you're just stressed. You know, I was like, fuck.
I do think that, like, dealing with food is incredibly tough, but I just remember walking into Maverick when we were working there, but I remember it was... Bro, it had to have been December, and it was just a wet cold, and we would use this product that we would wash the aircraft in. It was like a dry paste type thing, and I just remember, like, it literally freezing as I put on the helicopter, and I was just looking around. It was so dark, and, like, I couldn't fucking feel my hands, and I was just like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting there and being like, this sucks. Like, this legitimately is trash.
Right. No, it's hard cleaning helicopters at 3 in the morning when the wind's blowing in your fucking face.
Yeah.
Cold ass wind.
Fell off a ladder one time. That was sick. And I was like,
no, you remind me of a different story because I thought you were going to go with this one. But
what?
I don't recall if you were there or not, but I remember we were in the helicopter place, Maverick, and I get called on the ladies who were working the front. This is like, hey, we need your help. Like, detailers come. We need everyone's help. So I come into the pilot's lounge, and the urinal in their bathroom, like, went berserk and started spraying, like, water everywhere. And it got to the point where there was, like, it was flooding the fucking lounge. And, the water was up to your ankle and shit. And our intelligent coworker takes a vacuum and starts vacuuming up water. Like, what the fuck did that do?
I remember another time you and I were working. It was, like, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we had to cover quite a bit of ground, like, while working there, because there's, I mean,
you know,
work at, there's a fleet, yeah, but, like, we would, the one location that we would work on, right on the strip, right on the airport, actually, I think covered 30 aircraft, 20 to 30 aircraft, right? So we would use a golf cart to get across, but the golf cart that we had was, like, from 1964.
It was really from 1980-something.
It was, like, probably the first generation golf cart that they ever created. And, like, you'd get splinters in your ass and shit like that. It was just all bad.
The wood was there. That's from 1980.
Yeah. There's so many stories I could tell about this, but there's one time where Alex and I were working in the morning, and we're trying to fix this golf cart because we would get our ass reamed if the golf cart wasn't working. Like, automatically, it would be our fault.
Every time we're like, then we have to push this thing.
Yeah, like, we'd have to push it up. So we would get reamed like it was our job to fucking be a mechanic and fix a golf cart that hasn't been right since the creation of it. Anywho, so we're trying to work this, and I remember I get a bolt, and I'm over here trying to, like, trying to loosen a screw, and all of a sudden, like, I feel a lightning bolt go through my fucking hand, and I'm like, A-a-a-a-a-a. And I look at Alex, and he's like, yeah, you fucking dumbass motherfucker. It's like, just getting on my ass and shit like that. And then I was like, all right, you fucking come and do it. And so he does the same exact thing as I do, and we start a fire.
Like a smoke something.
Remember that little fire?
Yeah.
And so we completely melted the fucking tool, and we had to go explain to the mechanic about what happened. He's like, well, that shit's not mine. I don't give a shit. Stuff like that. But I remember just doing stupid shit there and being like, damn.
Well, there's another time, bro, where, like, this was, like, our job. It was crazy, the things they made us do. And I still believe that we were underpaid, but we have these, like, the hangar was big. Like, by big, I mean, if you imagine, like, a warehouse, like a fucking Amazon warehouse, like, the ceilings are what? Like, I don't know how many fucking feet. Like,
it was
four,
high.
Four stories high.
Yeah, it was high.
And they had these big-ass ceiling fans. That's what they're called, big-ass fans. And they gave us a scissor lift. Like, yeah, you guys need to go clean those.
Yeah.
So we went up there on a fucking scissor lift with no harness. First of all, and no, like, hard hat or whatever. And they were just, like, gave us some fucking pledge and some rags to wipe down the blades.
Yeah, big ass blades that are bigger. That's,
so,
like,
we have to, like,
bodies.
Move the shit, like, multiple times to get, you know, wash it.
It was all a tough that one. For fucking $12 an hour, baby.
Right.
If you guys haven't heard, I did tell the story about why I quit Maverick at one point. When we started production of this show, we were actually both employed by them, but health company right there. I didn't mean to go off on a tangent too much on that, but you guys know, like, you know, Monday's tomorrow, you start going to work and everything, and you're just like, damn. You know that feeling of having to show up every single day and being a part of something. So work sucks sometimes, work is fun sometimes, you meet your best friends there, it's crazy time, to say the least.
Damn right. Now, we kind of went off on a little tangent with Sad Boy, but now I think we should move on to one of our segments here, and this one's our Mount Rushmore, weekly Mount Rushmore. This week's Mount Rushmore, I talked about it with Jackson earlier, and he called me a horny motherfucker, but
yeah,
you know, this is what people want to hear, and we're going to bring it to you guys. And this one is things to say in bed or things that you want to hear. So y'all getting down to the nasty.
Yeah.
What's something that, you know, give you some confidence to hear, like something that you say, you know?
Yeah. You want to start off first?
Sure.
You created this one, so I just kind of want to match your intensity because, like I said, I never prepped for these because it makes it more fun when you don't have to prep for them. So I just want to hear what you got to say.
Okay. So, you know, I fuck.
Pretty good.
Frequently face ass. But in my I'm going to say if it was like my experience, but my young life as a sex star. There's a few things that, like, and men are usually known not to say things.
Yeah, I'm a silent warrior for sure.
Yeah, but there's times where you know,
feeling bold.
I've had said stuff. Yeah, so one thing is like, there's a lot of pressure on the guy, but what I didn't know is like the girl. There's also pressure on them, right?
Literally,
in them. but like I heard that like the girl, they get freaked out when the guy's all silent because they're like, we don't know if you guys like it or not, and we don't know what to do. So
yeah,
you know,
we'll get into that.
Right, but so I've heard like yeah, tell them things, and one thing that I've said is like oh, you feel so good, and they're like, okay, bet, you know, like
that's your go-to.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I'm looking at your face right now and it just looks like a shitty Mike Tyson, but it's not bad.
Yeah, you don't get it. I wish we had a camera.
Yeah, you guys soon. Very soon. That is good. You did say something about what girls feel like we don't like it. Here's my thing. I'm a big head to the pillow kind of guy. Like if I'm going missionary, like I'm fucking, my head's probably on your left hand side.
On the pillow.
On the pillow. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not here to fucking, you know, start doing poetry when we're talking about when we're fucking, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna be talking about I love you so much, baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah, like that's just not me. Okay. So I'll go on the other side of like things I do like to see. I do fuck. Been a minute, bit.
That's all right.
It's all good, you know. but there's three words that can always, you know, just make sure that you know you're doing a good job, and that's oh my god.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? It's simple. Gets the job done, but you just know right then and there that you're
doing something right. That's coming from her, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, if you say, oh my God, it's a little weird, but coming from
her. Well, we're going to talk about some of the other things. Okay.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah,
like
it's simple, gets the point, but also hot. Also hot. You know, because, like, you know, religion.
Especially when I have like a cross around my neck and it's dangling.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like pure joy.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to get too into detail, but next thing, now this one, it would be for the men out here, and some most men will relate. When the woman says this, it's I feel bad for the woman because they won't get their O, because they say don't stop. But we're gonna get there. We're gonna stop, you know. So
right as she says, "Don't stop," you're about to climax. Like you're about three strokes.
Even if you're like, "Yeah, I'm in," and she says, "Don't stop," you're like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah. Oh, I feel it. Yeah. Yep.
So there we go. That's a switch for us.
I'm gonna name something that. Well, I'm just gonna fucking go out there. There's another three words that you'd like to hear that sound very practical in the time being, but after 50 bucks later, you feel pretty shitty, and the words will come in me. And it sounds so practical. You're like, oh my God, this shit's so fucking hot. Like, yes. And then you do it, and then she says it, and you're like,
come in me.
Oh, fuck. And then you do it,
yeah.
And it's like,
she just trapped me.
And then you're, and you know, you're clenching your ass cheeks a little bit. Your legs are fucking strung out. You know what I mean? Your legs are strung out. You're like, and then right after you look at her, you're like,
damn.
Oh, shit. And then you go look at your Wells Fargo or your Bank of America. And you look at your thing. You're like,
you wake up in the morning.
There goes 50 that I'm not going to see ever again.
No, for real. But,
it sounds practical. It's hot when it happens, though. I do like hearing it.
No, yeah, but. No better feeling.
Well, yeah. Let's just, yeah.
But that's a good one. Top tier for sure. Now, this one right here. Now, you know, most men have like a masculinity problem where like they won't let the woman take charge. But I don't mind it once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, she starts smacking you around. You know what I mean? Starts choking you out.
Exactly. Right. When she starts beating the shit out of me.
Yep.
But, you know, and usually I'm here being alpha, but sometimes you just want to be, you know, just be there, you know. So one thing that has been said that I'm like, damn, was I just had my tip of my tongue, was it was just like, she's doing something, she's like, yeah, you like that. I'd be like, damn right, I do.
See, that's more of a guy thing to say. That's more of a guy thing to say, but she's fucking, she's wearing the pants in this relationship, buddy.
Hey, well, she says it's like, damn, you damn right I do.
Yeah.
There's also feedback, communication, during
right.
sex.
Yeah, so I'll say the one, there's two words that I like hearing, and it's right there.
Really? I haven't.
Right there.
Never heard that one, man.
Oh, well, you're not fucking good yet.
I don't know, hit the spot that like that.
You gotta hit the spot. You gotta hit the spot. It once you start saying, once she says right there.
Right there, right there, right there.
Yes. Yes, give me two times for that right now. So when that happens, you know, it's like going on a roller coaster. Here's my thing. You know when you're on a roller coaster, you put your hands up.
And you're all the way at the top.
And then it's like right there, and she says right there. Just takes you that.
That's also like saying like don't stop though, because you're like.
It is like that. It is like that. But right there is hotter than don't stop.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Because there's been times where it's like don't stop, and it's like, well, I'm gonna stop. But if you tell me right there, I'm gonna keep on going. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Okay. Also. And this is for the men. The more they moan, and this is not one of mine, but the more they moan, the better it is, really.
Yeah, there's nothing like a silent warrior in it. Like, for us, I'm a silent warrior, but, like, if there's a silent warrior, I'm starting to think things. I'm like, oof, well.
Right, like, they're a silent warrior.
Like, I'm over here giving you my best work over here. I'm giving you that fucking around the world type shit, baby, and it's like, you're not saying shit?
Mm-hmm. I'll have something to add to that later, but.
Sure.
This is my last one, I believe. Yeah, fourth one, my Rushmore. This one is, Dude, hold on. I just had this on my tip of my tongue, but I got distracted
literally.
By it. I just get distracted by this, like, next thing I'm going to say after.
Mm-hmm.
But, damn. We're just talking
about... You want to do an action, or do you like... Does it have to be words?
I mean, actions are actions. We could talk about that another time.
Yeah, true. Words are different.
Words might hurt sometimes, you know?
Well...
Like, there's times where it's like, stop, if it hurts. And then mom would be like, keep fucking going, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You know? Never cursed in bed, like, well, I did the, oh, fuck, but never, like, fuck yeah. Like, never be one of those guys.
Yeah, the fucking dominant where it's like, you fucking enjoy that? Start, like, getting really aggressive and shit. They're like, well.
Now let me tell you this.
What happened to the gentle guy?
So, this one, I had a different thought, but this one just came in as well.
My thought as in T-H-O-U-G-H-T or T-H-O-T?
Like thinking thought.
Oh, T-H-O-U-G-H-T, okay.
Yeah, we had a thought where...
Two times I didn't
even So this was when you're in there, right?
Well, I would hope so.
Right.
You're having sex.
Yeah. And you're hitting those, you know, those strokes were like, it's the motion of ocean strokes, right? And it's just slow fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in your moment, and, you know, us guys, we're quiet, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she hears the, I love you.
No, that's a turn-off for me.
Turn-off, really? Yep. Turn to off me, it's me. Just, I'm doing something right, she says, I love you.
Not that I haven't had I love you sex. I'm just saying it's a turn-off.
Right, right. Well, she also...
Not that I would, like, get soft, but it's one of those things where it's like, I'm incredibly focused, and it's like, mm-hmm. Dude... Well, I love you too. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean?
Right. I say that's weird to say, right?
You but, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But this is some guy also said, because you just TikTok. Said you're incredibly focused, right?
Sure.
Some guy said
TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was just like, the woman get all the pleasure in bed, really, because they're taking it in. Like, they don't really have to, like, us guys, we have to focus on, like, other things while we're in there, so we don't nut right away. You know what I'm saying?
Like tennis.
No, like, you can't be just focusing straight on her titties. You'll be like, so how did they go? I'm in there, you know?
No, see, that's the thing. It's like, here's my thing. A lot of people get upset. I've said on this podcast numerous times, I'm a two-pump chump. Like, I'm going to get in there, and I'm in one purpose only. Like, if I'm going to have 30 seconds of heaven, I'm going to have 30 seconds of heaven. Like, straight 30 seconds of heaven. I'm not going to have 10 seconds here, 10 seconds there. It's like, that's just hurting yourself. That's boo-balling yourself. Like... Mm-hmm. I have no shame in my game. My last one is, it's going to sound incredibly weird when I first say it, but it just came to my mind.
Okay, let me hear it.
Two words again. I don't say this.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, I should say it, but it's, I'm sorry. You ever had a fight, and then you fuck it out?
While you're fucking, you say,
but,
I'm sorry?
Just be like, but you gotta be, you know, talking dirty, you know what I mean? You know, you gotta be aggressive. Not aggressive with it, but you gotta, you know what I mean, like...
You gonna text me back?
Not, well, I mean, if that's the root of your issues, I mean, then yeesh. But I'm saying, like, you know, you guys get in a fight, and they're like, I'm fucking sorry, and it's like, yeah, damn right you are. You're never losing me.
Oh, there you go.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta get nasty with it a couple times.
I feel it.
God, that was like the most horny segment I've ever fucking.
Well, now we're gonna flip the switch on the segment, and
yeah,
it's gonna be like roles reverse. Like, what's some shit that's like funny that's happened, and you're like, ooh, like don't say that.
Yeah,
I could say this.
Go ahead, because mine's really bad. I already told you mine, and like you've clowned me.
Probably, but and you remind me again because I'll clown you one more time. But this one happened recently, and man, so you know, I'm obviously trying to give her pleasure. This is where I'm not inserting my magic stick anywhere.
Oh, the dildo.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just, you know, using my hands, man's mm-hmm. magic, and, you know, trying to get her there, right? And then I started, I started moaning, and she's like, looks at me, she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, don't worry about
it. It's my tummy.
So should we go back to it? I'm just like, And she's like, stop. She's like, just stop right there. She's like,
put your clothes on.
I can't focus. I was like, not bad. Like, I thought like, because girls, they say that they need noise to like get there. And I was like, I'm just trying to provide the noise. Yeah. She's like, I don't need that. Like,
so here's my thing. And this is a really good segment because like we've all watched that porn before. And like I was telling Allie about this one day. I was really trying hard because I'm not a big advocate for porn. But like one day I was like, I just need to get it done. You know what I mean? Like we've all had those.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm talking, or I'm not talking, I'm watching everything. And it's this guy fucking this girl. And
hopefully. Well, two guys, but.
Hey, we don't, you know, discriminate. You know what I mean? We don't discriminate. But all I'm saying is I was watching a guy fucking a girl.
Okay, good.
I am what they would call heterosexual. And anyways, I'm watching this shit, and this guy's like, yeah, you fucking whore. You fucking cunt. And I'm like, and it just turned me off. You know what I mean? Like I was just like, can you be nicer to her? Like, those are words of fighting. Those are fighting words right there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just wasn't turning me on. And then she's like, yeah, you want me to be your little fucking slut? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who gets turned on by this shit that's like, just says degrading words where it's like, yeah, you little baby dick motherfucker. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, no one says that shit.
Like, is it, there's people out there like that.
I'm sure there are, but it's like, can we be, like, here's my complaint about porn. Can, like, we be more realistic? It's like, oh, stepsister, are you stuck? Like, come on, bro. Come on. Like, I need some better storylines to really get me going.
Need some real actors in there.
You know what I mean? Like, here's my thing. Whatever. I'm not even going to get into it. We'll talk about it off mic. So, I was a kid, okay? Unlike Ali Rock, I was a kid when I lost my virginity, and I blame that for a lot of my problems in life, okay?
I think you were, what, 15?
I lost my virginity at 15, that is correct.
Okay. Young man, I would say.
What's that?
Young man.
I don't know. I don't regret it. I'm not going to be like one of those kids like, I've lost my shit to it. Like, fuck no, I don't regret it. But it just happened, and when, you know, you're dating someone at that young age, you just not a lot of brain activity goes through your head, especially when you're fucking.
Oh, I'm thinking, yeah.
I don't know why I'm going to say it, but I'm going to say it because I've just become one of the guys that has no filter on this show. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to come out and say it.
You can't have one.
So, my junior year, I had won a national championship. I had won, but my team and I had won a national championship. And I was young myself, not going to lie. Not that I did anything special that day in that state championship game, but I was feeling myself. And, like, it was a big milestone. Like, everyone was talking about it. Like, this is the greatest high school team of all time. Like, this is a fucking great moment. Well, I get home, and I was like, I acted like I was in the Super Bowl, baby. Like, we're fucking. And I dated a cheerleader. And it was, like, that fucking high school story. Mm-hmm. And so we're getting into it, you know what I mean? And I'm feeling it. Mm. I'm feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
It's getting there, and I go. And we had a similar talk. It was like, why aren't you saying anything while fucking? So it gets to your head a little bit. And again, this is exactly why I don't say anything. And I go, yeah, you're fucking a national champion.
Yo, I wish I would see the fucking faces.
And here's the funny thing about it. The funny thing about it is, as it happens, I go, like, I don't think she heard me. So I say it again. It's like, you've like that national champion dick. And then she goes, okay, look, like stops me, like mid thrust, and goes, like, look, congrats. It's great. but you don't need to be like flexing on me right now. Like, we've been dating for a year and a half. Like, like, stop. And from then, that moment on, I look back at that moment with the utmost, like,
embarrassment.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, funny. I don't know what was going through my head as it was happening. And her and I have never, like, talked about it extensively. Like, prior to that, it just wasn't a thing. But when you had brought up the segment, it's the only thing I could really think of that was really embarrassing. That, you know, you get that moment where you just remember you did something so fucking stupid, and like, it just borders, yeah, you're like, oh, like, it just gives you goosebumps and shit. Well, that's for sure up there in my lifetime of what I've done. And right then and there, I just stopped, you know, saying sex sounds and stuff like that.
I'm gonna share one more, man. This is like, this is exposing me and my girl, really. But so this is my first time getting it in. And we're doing the thing, and you know, the duration was long because I was nervous, and you know, keeping it up was a factor. And I was like, yeah, I gotta keep it up. So I changed up the positions a lot, and one of the positions we tried was doggy.
Okay.
Right. And I'm in there, whatever. You know, she's in the position. It's hard. It's like, it's weird how it is, because like, I don't know, my height or whatever. And then like, so we're in there, and then like, she's like, I pull out, and she's like, stop, and I was like, stop. And then like, she turns around, and I'm like, you have a cute butthole. And she's like, what the fuck did you say to me? I was like, you have a cute butthole. She's like, she was so freaked out. She's like, I kind of just don't want to have sex anymore. And I was like, come on. Like, and we still got through with it, but she was just like, why would you say that to me? And she still talks about it today. She's like, I've just been freaked out ever since. And every time we're trying to do doggy, she's like, are you going to call my butthole cute again? Are you staring at it?
I mean, like, would she rather you say it's ugly?
Right. Like, oh, your butthole's fucking atrocious.
Just like after you're fucking and everything, like doggy style, and you're like, so,
when's the last time you wiped your ass? For the men out there, you know, who doesn't stare? You know? Like, you got to look at it once, like peek. Just there. Like,
yeah, you got to take a sneak peek, but it's not something that's I put emphasis on.
No, I'm not like fucking... I make eye contact with it the whole time. It's just like, you know, look down, it's there. Not unnormal.
Yeah, you want to know, like, how to not think about that? It's just, you think about all the shit that she's ate that day, and her just fucking farting right up on you. Like, just opening it up. You know what I mean? And that'll make you stop immediately. You'll just be like, okay, I'm good. Don't need to say that she has a cute asshole anymore.
I'll pull some moves, man. I was fucking, like, licking my thumb and, like, on there, bro. Like, I don't know.
Look, bro, you already started with a really horny segment. I don't need any more ideas about, like, what you've been doing and shit like that. Like, yeah, so I got peanut butter, and then...
and my dog face.
Yes. Well, let's go on to the next segment then.
Yeah. Hey, this is what people want to hear. But well, now...
I don't know if they want to hear about your dog and no, the threesomes and stuff like that.
We're going to shut that accusation down. It never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, immediately. You asked, but immediately she was just like, "Yeah."
My dog didn't give consent.
She's not anyway. A big Doberman guy.
Right. Next, we're going to move into Dumbass of the Week.
You said moan or move?
Both. And, dumb. I mean, did you start with Sad Boy last?
No, you. Yeah, you could go with this. Oh, wait, no. I want you to.
Okay, end it. Yeah.
Yeah, so my Dumbass of the Week, I was involved in it.
Oh,
but it was as a collective. I went paintballing this week, and I think I've talked about going paintballing before, but I went this week, and there's a lot of things, whoever has not gone paintballing before, I recommend it. It's fun. It's a good experience to have, but there's a lot of things that go into it that you should probably remember is I'm incredibly afraid of getting shot in the nuts. Like, that's my...
Do you wear a cup?
Nope. And that started off like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, I didn't even put a pair of socks in there at all. Like, I had no cushion.
Did you wear sweatpants?
Wore sweatpants. Okay. However,
at least you did that.
I didn't get shot, but like, it was just on my mind the entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time. Then like, there's just that thing where you go out there and it's cold at first because it's cold outside. I was doing it outside, but then like when you're running in a fucking mask and anything like that, it gets incredibly hot. So it's like, do I like risk getting fucking shot in the arm and it hurting really bad, or do I wear the jacket? Anywho, so that was going on. I was having these conversations with myself that weren't practical. But what made it dumbass is, as a collective unit, none of us bought spare clothes. So I literally had to drive home in chonies. Like, literally chonies.
Was it that bad?
Oh, dude, they're still in my car. I'll show you after this. Like, I completely forgot, but everything's in my car, and I wasn't going to get paint inside my car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I drove in my chonies, and the amount of people, like, looking at me.
Boss move.
That wasn't the dumbass part. It was just forgetting the thing that was dumbass about it. But the amount of fucking people that were looking at me, I mean.
You know, one of the things on my bucket list is just to drive naked.
Nope. Don't.
In a Jeep with no doors. Jeep with no doors.
Oh. Well, that's not on my bucket list, but did it with I'm fucking 95% there.
Yeah,
95% there. That was my dumbass of the week.
Amen. I like that. So my dumbass of the week. Some of you guys may see this. He's made headlines all over the news. His name is Emmanuel Duran of Edinburgh High School. I don't know where that is really,
but somewhere in Texas.
Yeah, Texas, and. He is, if you have seen it, he, I guess attacked the referee who ejected him from the game for making a late hit on the quarterback. So he runs up from the sideline and, like pretty much pulls a fucking, like, wrestler clothesline move on this motherfucker, on the ref. Ref falls to the fucking ground. Obviously, this kid got charged with assault and, you know, I think, I don't know if he posted bail, but they put bail, like, $10,000, you know, to get him out. But he's going to get some charges, you know. I mean, he might get a slap on the wrist, like, but I've looked at it before, and he's had shit like this happen before. So it's not new. He has anger issues, but he's also, like, he's a senior. He's, like, the defensive player of the year last year, you know. So.
So I told Ali Rock I wanted to talk about this at some point because I do think I've been seeing headlines about this, and there's grown-ass men on social media, like, clowning a kid, like, telling that he's a fucking disgrace and this and the other, and what the action that he did was disgraceful and disgusting. However, it was in the heat of the moment. I don't think that kid woke up that day and said, I'm going to go fucking lay out this ref. And not saying that the ref deserved it or anything like that, or that what made the action, nothing could have said that action was right. However, we as a society need to look into this and say, hey, that is a child. He is a child. Mm-hmm. You could say 18. You could say 18, and that's why he got press charges. Okay, but he's still in fucking high school. He's still learning.
But a 225-pound guy is not a child.
I understand, you know, that, but I'm saying he has a child's mentality, and he is a young man, and what he did was disgusting and awful. But what I'm saying is I think as a society, we're setting him up for failure by fucking arresting him and embarrassing him and putting him in headlines.
Yeah.
Where it's going to – that will stain him forever. That will stain him forever. And I think as a society, to see as these fucking 45, 50-year-old men clowning a kid for something that I know that he feels bad about, because you can immediately see tears coming down his face. And not only that, he fucked over his team because his team got kicked out of the playoffs. They're not allowed to do anything now. Like, now he has to weigh that on his shoulders. And so as a person that has dealt with depression before, and now I have never done anything in that capacity where I have all that weight on my shoulders. But just imagine what he has to go through is not only has he embarrassed his family, he's embarrassed his high school, and he's embarrassed his best friends that he has built over 4 years, and now they don't have a chance to go to the playoffs. You know what I mean? So I think we're setting up kids for failure by doing that, and I push our listeners to listen to a speech by Nick Saban about giving kids a second chance.
That's true.
And not looking at the bad thing that they've ever done. You know what I mean? And I know that sounds really snowflake-ish and really stuff like that. And it's not, I'm not even trying to push an agenda. But what I'm trying to say is just like, what he did was awful. It doesn't make it right. But I hope that this kid doesn't have any more long-standing issues and finds help. You know what I mean?
I don't think that, you know, hitting or tackling a fucking old man ref was right. But he did deserve to get, I guess, arrested. It was assault, like, you know, in a game, and he deserved to get ejected if there was a late hit, and it was a late, like, actual late hit on the QB, but he doesn't deserve to get this type of backlash, like, nationally.
Yeah, when kids are, exactly, and that's the thing, it's like, this has been on national news and shit like that, on every single social media outlet, and that's what, like,
because what's some of the stuff that maybe kids have done worse that we haven't heard
right,
about, you know?
Right, right. And for us, I mean, we've seen how nasty he can get on the field. And I can also say, like, refs, again, and this is not me taking up for the kid at all, because, like I said, what he did was awful. But I will tell people that have never suited up or played football before, refs can be assholes, man. Like, I've dealt with some shitty, like, refs that have threatened me, like, said some certain shit, like, never to an extent where I was going to go fucking clock him. And when he clocked him, I mean, he let him have it. I mean,
he went airborne, the ref.
The ref looked like, you ever see, like, I don't know what it's called, but it's when you're wearing red and the fucking bull chases you? Shit like that? Yeah, Nacho cool. Libre or whatever. And that dude fucking flew.
No, yeah. He went 5 yards.
Yeah, it was bad. But like I said, I did want to kind of get onto the more sensitive subject is, I feel for the kid in the aspect of, like, all you see of on social media or whatever, you look his name up, is all you see is a fucking kid crying. And obviously a kid that has some sort of emotional something going on in his life. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I'm sorry. Thank you for being sensitive, but he's my dumbass because...
Sure.
Yeah, the emotions get the best of him, and it happens, like, you know.
We've all been there, where we've allowed them, you know...
And now I wouldn't hit a person for doing their job, like, even if it's unfair, you deal with it, you know?
Right.
It's not gonna...
Before we move on to the next, but it's like, if we're gonna hold a kid to a standard like this, why don't we hold, and this goes to me too, why don't we hold people like Conor McGregor who punched an old man for not liking his whiskey?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? If we're gonna do this as a society, why aren't we holding other people to certain accountabilities? We don't hold the stars and people that we love, but we're so quick to bash a fucking child, you know what I mean? Who's not a child, but... He's still in high school.
Well said, yeah.
He's still in high school.
I agree. And this next topic we're going to talk about is, me and Jackson are both very ambitious humans, so we want to have, you know, money one day and set our families up for life, and one of those things is, like, we're looking at 2021 as being our breakout year to start business, you know, because we're kind of in a point of college where we're about to, you know, we're closing on graduating and getting our degrees, and we're looking at things like, what can we do before we graduate to, you know, kickstart our businesses, you know? And there's multiple things we want to do, but I think Jackson should explain the story because it's going to lead us into it. You want to tell the story of our former coworker with the drone?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. So we've talked about the drone before on here. I think it was even a Sad Boy segment at one point.
Yeah.
But when we had started off the podcast, and this was at a point where we were both still working at Maverick, but we had this this vision of starting a YouTube and stuff like that, and we really didn't know where to start. Like, we had no idea where to start. This was before we had even met our executive producer. And I told, and Ali Rock was like, hey man, you should talk to one of our coworkers over here. I'm not going to name him because I think he listens, actually.
He might.
But because it was like a long-standing joke over there about our name and stuff like that when we had just started. But Ali Rock had said, hey, this guy's selling a drone. And I had talked about, I think I wanted to get it or something like that. And Ali Rock wanted no part of it because he had kind of, whenever we do a decision, Ali Rock's usually the one that's like, hey, are you sure that this is what you want to do? And I'm usually, you know.
Because the decision we make costs money.
Yeah.
You know, so
well, like a big money. Right. Thing. It was like, for me, I'm usually the guy that's like, fuck it, let's do it. And then he's like, hey, well, you should really think about this. And I said, fuck it, let's do it. And I bought something.
It's good to have the mentality.
Sometimes, yeah. But it's also good to be the guy that's like, hey,
well, ration, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, yin and yang.
So, anyways, I bought a drone that...
Oh, no, low, for the low.
For the low. Yeah. Really nice one.
Yeah.
And do you just want me to tell you about, like, this week? Like,
yeah.
Backtrack for this week? Funny. So, anyways, I mean, we've had some funny times with the drone, that's for sure.
Hurtful ones,
but it was also to the point where it was, like, I remember when we first got up in the air, it was, like, a fucking high-five single. Like, oh, my God, we fucking did it, boys. Like it was awesome. Like, and it's sick, bro. Like, the shit that you can do on that thing is badass. Like,
it's really, really hard cool. to fly. They're not gonna
so, anyways,
lie.
I get a text from the guy, and he's of Polynesian descent, and he's all, like...
Well, how long have you had the drone?
Bro, maybe... Maybe 8 months, yeah. 8-9 months, almost a year. I'd say almost a year.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, what's up, brother? Like, how you doing? And I was like, oh, this is nice to hear from him. I was like, hey, man, what's good? And like, and then he's like, he just kind of started saying some open or just some basic shit. Then I was like, okay, this motherfucker's about to ask for something. Like, you could kind of already know because I was like, this is way too out of the blue. And he goes, hey, man, you still using that drone? And he's like, I'll buy it off you. And he took a couple minutes. He's like, I'll buy it off you if you want. And so Ali Rock and I had talked about it, and our vision is a lot deeper than just a drone. And if we want to get a drone, we'll get a drone again. And we'll probably do something that is a lot more easier to use drone.
Way easier, yeah.
Because we have fucking struggled to use this motherfucker. So I sent him a thing, and I said, hey, as a team, like a team of two, like, do you think that we should get our I should get my money back on this, and then we put it to our fund of getting higher equipment for over here and stuff like that. And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. So, and he goes, I said, yeah, man, I'll sell it to you right back for what I bought it from you for. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that's a dick thing to say.
We didn't really damage it like that.
We didn't damage anything like that. Yeah. And he goes, okay, man, how much did you buy it for? I bought it for $450. And it's honestly, when it first came out, that thing was probably $900, like, drone. It's a nice piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, nah, brother, $250 max. It's not worth that much anymore.
Yeah.
And so I sent it to Ali Rock, and I was like, bro, this isn't a depreciating asset. Like, this isn't something that just loses value immediately. Like, they didn't put out 12 more models, like, as of recently. Like, this thing is, no.
Still pretty bad fucking.
He's like, just let me know. And I've left him on red after that. So, like, there's, I think we're just going to keep the fucking drone at this rate.
Yeah, let's not take that $200 loss.
Yeah.
But this, like, reminded me of, like, people hustling, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to hustle you. So maybe that was his plan the whole time. I let him keep it for 8 months and then buy it back for him $200.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what if he really did that, you know?
Yeah, because if you think about it, he would have made more money long term.
Right. It's also like near Christmas, so it's like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, try and buy it back, give it to my son or whatever. I don't know. But it made me think of like what we're trying to do as young businessmen. And we've talked about a whole lot of fucking things. And we're not going to give, like secrets of what we're planning to do. But there's, like, some ideas. Like, one thing is that I wanted to get into was real estate wholesaling.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of you who don't know, this is, like, a information for someone who don't know. Is real estate wholesaling is you buy, like, empty houses, properties that are kind of a little bit, like, outdated, a little rundown, maybe something in a project that's, you know, about to come up in the area, and you buy a house for cheap. Like, so you talk to the person, like, usually houses go for $300,000, but you find this one for like $150 or like $200. You buy that house for that price, and then you talk to a flipping company. You know, we buy houses, people who flip. You talk to them and see if you can get a little bit more than what you got it for. So if you buy for $200,000, see if you can get $210,000. Negotiate with them. And whatever money you negotiate with them that's more, you always want more than what you bought it for, you get to keep that money. There's literally, you know, nothing that's stopping you from keeping that money, because they're giving you more money for the same property that you bought, you know? So you're just making their job easier to find. You just come up to them like, hey, I'm selling it, because those people wouldn't. That's what real estate wholesaling is. You know, I watched some YouTube videos on it. We tried to do last month, Amazon FBA.
Yeah,
that's FBA stands for fulfillment by Amazon, and what that is Amazon. You buy products from China or whatever. You can make your own products if you want, and then you sell them on Amazon through Amazon's website. And Amazon, you know, you get to keep some of the profit. They take away like 30% or something like that. But people have become millionaires doing this stuff, you know. So we just want to, you know, step our foot into the door.
Yep.
So,
what's the second source of income? Do you have any more ideas that you
want to?
Go ahead.
Plenty of ideas.
Go ahead.
One thing that I've, you know, wanted to do, and there's not a lot of money in it, but it's something that maybe will bring me like joy, but like not joy, but like something to do, something that makes me happy. But it would be like car flipping. I'm very into cars, and I know cars, and I know what people will buy. So, to me, it's like I buy a rundown car, piece of shit. Not a piece of shit, but a car that needs fixing. And I've seen coworkers do it before. Oh, I bought this car for $500. All I need to do is fix this, and it runs perfectly. And they could sell that car for, they bought it for $500. They could sell it for $4,000.
Oh yeah,
just because someone didn't want to fix a part, right?
Yeah, lazy.
Right. So, you know, like stuff like that. It's, you know, I like having, this is like some obsession with me having a new car every few months. But I wanted to do car flipping. It's almost the same as like house flipping. We've talked about it before. Vending machine business.
Mm-hmm.
And before vending machine business, I saw some kid on YouTube talk about his candy selling business in school. He'd buy those variety packs at like Sam's Club or Costco of like M&M's and Snickers and all that, and he'd go around school, he'd buy those packs that comes in like what, 50 candies for like $30, But he'd sell each cable for $1. He'd make $20 and keep doing it. And he kept building that revenue, you know, just off. This, you have to sell them for fucking, oh my God, money. I have to make $100 off 30 candies. But you just keep, it adds up, you know?
Yep.
That's what we're trying to do. And Jackson sent me a thing the other day. If you make, what was it, $270?
It's like $272 a year, you're making $100,000.
$174 a day.
Yep.
For 365 days, you make $100,000.
Yep.
Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? So you can really sell, what is it, 10 items for $27?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a crazy thing where you look at that, you can make a lot of things. You can make your money liquid and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I want to do. I definitely want to get into real estate. And I've talked about it before. I don't have so much of an obsession with cars, but I do have an obsession with homes and stuff like that. I think the real estate business is something I want to get into, and not necessarily sell homes, but I want to buy numerous properties and then have people rent them out, because that's just a steady income, stuff like that. And then it's helping you out at the end of the day. It can also help out family. There's just a lot of things that you can do. But one of the things that I really want to get into, and it's funny because I'm not a big smoker, but I want to get into the weed business somehow, because as we look into it, and financially, I mean, it's a big thing that you got to get yourself into. But recreational use is increasing.
They're having talks about federally
allowing it.
Federally, yeah, legalizing it. Yep. Does it make it equivalent to alcohol?
Yeah, exactly. And so I want to get into that before everyone and their fucking mom is doing that. Because you see liquor stores all over the place, and some last and some don't. But I want to get into something where everyone, like... Now, this is, and I'm not a big smoker. Like, I'm not. I haven't indulged in that in a long, long time. But what I can say is that there's always that one person that wants to try. There's always that one guy that's always been too afraid. There's old people that need it now with glaucoma or whatever that they got. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to fucking sway anyone or give anyone bad advice or the gateway bullshit. Like, I'm not trying to do that. But if you look at it in a business stance, I mean, there's just so much room that you can do. Now, the tough thing with it is getting all your licensing and stuff like that, because you are dealing with something that, you know, getting your alcohol license is a bitch and a half already, but getting something like that is going to be tough. But that's something I really do see myself trying to put my hand into.
And a lot of people do have, excuse me, talks about doing that. And my dad, his approach to me is like, how much does it start to get into, you know, a growery?
Yeah.
And I've looked it up. It's you need $1 million to give to the government to allow you to do that. So, like, $1 million down payment, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the thing about what weed and, like, you know, Vegas, it's legal. The banks don't recognize that money as, like, you know, credit cash or whatever. So, the reason they ask you to pay in cash is because they can't take credit cards.
No.
The bank doesn't recognize that as, you know, legal transaction. So, because it's not federally legal. So, you know, all these dispensaries operate in cash.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a dispensary, like, you don't use your credit
card. They have ATMs, but...
They have ATMs to get your fucking cash, but you're paying in cash.
Most people who have the fucking ATM businesses, that's the place to put it.
They're making some coin right there.
Right, right.
Or put a fucking vending machine right in there after.
right outside.
Like, hey, how's an ounce in a Hershey bar sound?
Yeah.
But that's something I want to get into. I mean, there's just... I think... For anyone that's trying to get into business, there's so much that you can do with it, man. I mean, there's endless possibilities. And my philosophy with it is that I've realized that as I've gotten older, the money that I make is not going to come with me when I go into the next world. So I've decided I want to live a risky lifestyle. And that's not something where I go gamble my fucking house away and fuck over my kids and my future wife and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
You know, I went on the roulette table last night. And I was like, oh, well, if I lose... Looks like I'm not paying rent. Nothing like that. Like, I would never do something like that where it jeopardized. But in this lifetime, you do have to take a risk. And I think allowing yourself to have a second income, a third income, a fourth income, or putting something in it and putting some effort into making more money is something worthwhile. And I always recommend it to people. And that's something why I wanted to get into business. Now, the business school of college hasn't been everything that I thought it would be. I thought it would be a little bit easier and a lot more... hey, here are the ins and outs, but it really hasn't been that way. The ins and outs have been through our relationships that we've made.
It pays to know people. And one thing I could say is, and I saw some guy on social media say this again. He's like, hey, how are
you... He's talking about TikTok.
I mean, dude, information off the ass there. But he said a valuable thing. He's like, how are these professors supposed to teach you how to be a millionaire when they themselves aren't millionaires?
Yeah.
So how the fuck are they supposed to tell you how to become a millionaire? They don't.
Yeah, it's very true. It's like, and it's shitty because you don't want to take advice from someone that makes $35,000 a year. And it's like, okay, well, this is what you should do with your money. Right. This, that, and the other. No, you want to fucking learn from the best. And that, it's not an insult to people that don't make $1 million. I mean, we're not millionaires yet, but we will be. We're
hard workers right now. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about us is, like, we never stop to chase, and that's what keeps us going. Like, we're finding new things to do. Like, the amount of business ideas we propose to each other is, like, endless, so.
And I think, yeah, you and I talk about it daily, and I think that the issue with why there's not enough millionaires in this world is I think just people give up. I don't think that it has anything to do with, you know,
because there
are people that are very passionate about what they do and they don't make $1 million, and I can, if that's what makes them happy, that's what makes them happy. But for me, it's like, I would die trying to be a millionaire, and if I don't make it, I don't make it, but fuck, I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna stop. You know,
a lot of people want the easy way out, like, I want the quick cash.
But the safe option where it's like, okay, well, I'll get this, and I'll do a pension, and then I'll marry, and I'll do the, you know what I mean? And I understand that, and I'm not saying that that's a bad way of life. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
That's
and
right.
Even if you're going to choose that lifestyle, I always push you to make calculated decisions to further your income, because why not? Why wouldn't you try to make more money? You know what I mean? But that's just I've kind of gone on a couple rants today. I'm in a good mood. I don't want to, you know, go down a different route.
That's cool, man. And one thing that we can both, like, contribute is that we're trying to make this Twitch a deeper business.
Yep.
You know, we're not saying we need to fucking traffic drugs, but we want to make this like a brand that's 2 inches deep. So, you know, we're taking steps to do that, and we're looking to trademark our name, actually, because we want this thing, you know, to go a long way. We're starting in a fucking garage in Summerlin, but this is going to take us way bigger places, and we're talking about on this platform right here, reaching out to lots of people. I forget how many countries we've reached out to, but it's like
5.
Right. So we got five people from 5 different countries listening to us, you know, 2 kids in a goddamn garage, you know? So I don't think we should share any more.
No, there's
secret details.
Because we didn't put out too good of our stuff that we have.
Right.
Because we had some goodies that we've thought about, but
yeah.
That's why they pay us the big bucks.
And that's why it pays for you guys to listen to us. Because we divulge the secrets sometimes, so.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be more to
sometimes
come.
Sometimes the horny ones.
Thank you guys for listening.
Hey, I do want to say that this week there will not be a Real Life Wednesday. We have agreed right now by our eye contact that we're not doing one, just because of what's it called? We have finals. I have a final on Thursday. I have a final on Wednesday. I have work. It's just going to be a really busy week. However, after this week, we are going to drink a lot this weekend.
Yes.
And We're going to put out some good content. I've said out every episode, but I think we only have a handful left of episodes until the end of the year. There will be one more video by the end of the year, and it's been a pleasure, but we're going to be doing a lot more fun stuff, because for a month we have a lot more time to devote like this, like we did in the summer. So a lot more better ideas, stuff like that. Not that our ideas have been shitty.
Never.
Since school, but we're going to put a lot more time into our craft now that we have it.
And as much as we hate college and all that, we have to make sure our shit's on point this week.
We're paying money to do this.
That's right. We're not trying to waste it. But, you know, if you guys are having trouble with finals, take a listen to our podcast, you know. Take the stress off. We're your release for the day, you know.
Take your 15 minutes away and...
Right. Let your mind go free with us. And there's going to be way more interesting content to come before 2021 comes. And even better in 2021.
Amen.
But with that being said, you guys take care, good luck, and we'll see you guys next time.